I remember at one point in my life, a couple decades ago, I had well over 1,000 theological books. I was a pastor, I was a professor at a seminary, and I had all of these books. I remember one set of commentaries that the print was so small. And just those two commentaries were about 1,000 pages. I'm just going to be honest with you. Part of me, I was just proud to have people come to my office or to come to my home and to see all of these books. The thing about it is there were tens of thousands of pages. But then I read the Word of God, and in just a few words, God teaches me more in just a few words than in over 1,000 books. I gave most of those books away about 20 years ago to a seminary and to seminary students. And I've learned to focus on God's Word, and especially the work of His Holy Spirit. Yet, when we read God's Word, it's convicting, not condemning, convicting. Because of the presence of God's Holy Spirit, He reveals to us our sinful nature. And because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, He reveals to us His love and His redemption. Because God changes you, He conforms you to His image and His righteousness. When I read today's scripture, it always amazes me that God can say so much and do so much with just a few words. So today's scripture has conviction in it to reveal to you your sinful nature. And today it revealed to me the depth of pride that I carry. This is what it says in Luke 20. And this is one that you've heard before. I'm sure you've heard sermons on it. I'm sure you've read it. But it always amazes me that God reveals new things. The scribes and the chief priest tried to lay hands on him that very hour, and they feared the people, for they understood that he had spoken this parable against him. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous. I don't know how many times I've read this parable before, and those words just stuck out. Spies who pretended to be righteous. And I think that's where pride comes in. When we meet other people and see other people, we pretend to be righteous when we know we're not. People think I'm a good person, but God knows. He knows what's in our heart, what's in our soul, what we think about. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous in order that they might catch him in some statement so that they could deliver him to the rule and to the authority of the governor. And they questioned him, saying, Teacher, we know that you speak and teach correctly, and that you are not partial to any, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? And then Jesus, only being Jesus, it says, but he detected their trickery and said to them, and that's what's happening today. You pretend to be righteous, even when you talk to God, but he detects your trickery. I think the thing about lying is that the worst lies are the ones that we tell to ourselves and that we believe. I think there are times that we go before God and we pretend to be righteous, but he always detects our trickery. And with just such a few words, he transforms you and changes you. But he detected their trickery and said to them, Show me a denarius. And there was a coin for a day's wages. Show me a denarius. Whose likeness and inscription does it have? And they said, Caesar's. And he said to them, Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they were unable to catch him in a saying in the presence of the people, and being amazed at his answer, they became silent. Such few words, yet so deeply convicting of who we are. Are you trying to trick God today? Are you trying to pretend to be righteous in front of people and in front of God? Here's my truth. I wish I could never sin again. And I pray that, Father, please don't let me sin anymore. And over the decades, there are sins that he's removed from my life, but in my heart and soul, there still abides that sinful nature. But with such few words, God teaches us. Jesus said, Show me a denarius whose likeness and inscription does it have? And they said, Caesar's. Have you ever considered that you are made in the image of God? And not only the image of God, but the inscription of his name is written upon you. He's written his name within you. There's no need to pretend to be righteous. When you present yourself to people and let them see that you are made in the image of God and that he has inscribed his name upon your soul. And he said to them, Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. You are made in His image. He has written His name upon your soul. Turn these things over to God. They are God's. You are not only His possession, you are His creation. He made you not only to glorify Him, but to give you life, to give you purpose. Father, take your child today. Let them see your image upon themselves. And let them read the inscription of your name that you've written upon their soul. And let them now become amazed and silent before you. Let them rejoice, Father. Amen.